Welcome to installment 31 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's commandment is positive commandment number 19, the commandment of Birchas HaMazon, or the grace after meals. The Rambam tells us that this commandment is to bless God after everything we eat. In his legal code, the Rambam explains that the biblical requirement is actually not on everything we eat. The biblical requirement is after we eat bread. What actually constitutes bread for our purposes here? A number of things must be considered. First of all, what is it made out of? It must be from one of the five forms of grain, wheat or barley, or spelt, which the Rambam categorizes, together with wheat, or oat and rye, which are subcategories of barley. One of these five can become bread if prepared in the proper manner. Secondly, how it is prepared is important. First of all, it must have at least a certain amount of water. Therefore, most cakes or breads made with fruit juice and crackers made with fruit juice or oil are excluded from a moitzi, from the blessing on bread, and from the blessing after meals. So too, even if it has been prepared with water, should it not be baked but is boiled in order to be prepared, one also would not make the blessing hamaitzi and bless after meals as we would for bread. An example for this might be noodles, which are not baked but boiled. Therefore, they have another blessing before and after being eaten. When something has once attained the status of bread, it must be changed to a significant extent before it can lose this status. An example might be a kugel made out of challah, or matzah brei, or something of the sort. A number of conditions must be met before these food articles shall lose their status as bread. And these laws require great study, since if the pieces are too big, or have not been cooked properly, the kugel will still have the blessing of maitzi and must be treated as bread. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam quotes the Tosefta as a proof that this counts as a biblical commandment. The Tosefta states that this blessing is min ha-teira, is by Torah decree, and therefore is counted as one of the 613. However, in his legal code and in the code of Jewish law, it is explained at greater length when this grace after meals is considered to be a biblical obligation. The verse in Chumash, from which this commandment derives, says, V'yachalta v'savata, you shall eat and fill up, uveirachta Hashem elokecha, and then bless Hashem your God. From this we see that the biblical requirement applies when v'savata, you have been satisfied or filled up. Should a person not fill up from the bread or its accompanying food articles, one would not be required by biblical law to make this blessing after meals. Our sages instituted, however, that even after eating only a kezias, or 1 ounce of bread, approximately 1 ounce, one should nevertheless recite the grace after meals by rabbinic decree. We should note parenthetically that if one plans on eating only 1 ounce of bread, there is a certain blessing that one shall not say. Just as one must bench, say the grace after meals, after eating bread, one must make the blessing hametzi lecha min ha'aretz before eating the bread. And so too, one is required to do the ritual washing of the hands by rabbinic decree, and to say the blessing al natilus yodayim upon washing the hands. However, this blessing, al natilus yodayim, is only said if one is going to eat a significant amount of bread, namely a beya, kabeya, approximately 2 ounces of bread. If one shall eat less than 2 ounces of bread, one should nevertheless wash the hands and make the maitzi. And if one eats an ounce, one will also say the grace after meals. But the blessing, al natilus yodayim, may only be said if one shall eat approximately 2 ounces of the bread. Otherwise, one should wash without making the blessing. There is an additional requirement, which is often ignored due to ignorance, regarding the eating, as far as the blessing after meals and the blessing, al natilus yodayim, is concerned. In order for the Torah to call it eating, One must not simply nibble a small bite now and another bite later on and eventually finish the meal. In order to be considered eating, the eating must take place in a fixed period of time, bichdei achilas pras. This time period is somewhere between 4 and 9 minutes. And one must eat this kezias, approximately 1 ounce of bread, in this 4 to 9 minute period. This is in order to say the grace after meals. And so too, in order to say the blessing al netilas yodayim, upon washing the hands, one must eat each ounce, each kezias, within a bechtei achilas pras. In other words, to eat 1 ounce of bread in this 4 to 9 minute period, and then another ounce of bread in another 4 to 9 minute period. Otherwise, the blessing al netilas yodayim should not be said. And accordingly, the blessing after meals for not eating even 1 ounce in this time period should not be said. This same law applies, incidentally, to other things we eat and drink, whereas in the case of drinking, the amount is a reviz, approximately 3.5 ounces. The time period, however, is the same for food and drink. Women are also required to say this blessing after meals. However, it is a matter of dispute whether this is by biblical or rabbinic obligation. A practical difference would be if a woman is in doubt as to whether she has said the grace after meals or not. As the general rule is, if one is in doubt as to whether or not a blessing has been made, it depends whether it is a blessing of biblical or rabbinic ordinance. Should it be a blessing of rabbinic ordinance, safek brachas lahakel, we are always lenient in the case of a doubtful blessing. Therefore, the blessing should not be made in a case of doubt. However, should it be a blessing which is by biblical ordinance, safek deraisa lechumra, we are strict in such a case and the blessing must be said. Let us say that a man has eaten 1 ounce of bread and is not full from it. Even in such a case, should he be in doubt as to whether or not he said the blessing after meals, he would not make it again, since this is a blessing of rabbinic ordinance, since he does not know. And so too a woman who has not filled up from the meal also would not make it in the case of doubt. What should be if she filled up? If it would be a biblical commandment, she must say the blessing. Should it be rabbinic, she would not. Reb Chaim Noh brings in Ktzeis HaShulchan that since it is ultimately a case of doubt, a woman who fills up would not make the blessing in such a case. Since it is ultimately a doubtful blessing, therefore she should not make it in the case of doubt. As we will discuss in the following days, blessings were also ordained by the Rabbanan, by the sages, before we eat, as well as for other types of foods, both before and after eating. Nevertheless, the biblical requirement applies only to bread. Why should this be? It would seem that eating meat also fills one up. Why should we not be required to say the blessing after eating meat by biblical decree? In Likutei Torah, the Alter Rebbe explains that everything in the world has a spiritual source and has a spiritual spark which gives it its life and gives it its existence. Furthermore, the higher something is, the higher spiritual source it has, the lower it falls here in the physical world. Therefore, there is a superior spiritual source to the bread, which comes from the plant kingdom, in comparison with the meat, which comes from the animal kingdom. Down here, the animal kingdom is superior to the plant. However, in their spiritual source, it is reversed. The plant kingdom is higher than the animal kingdom. Where do we get our nourishment from? From this spark, from the spark of godliness which is in the food. Therefore, the bread which has a superior spiritual source can satisfy us in a way that meat cannot. This, incidentally, is how the Arizal explains how is it that food can keep us alive. The human beings are higher than the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom. Yet we find an amazing thing, that we need them in order to keep alive. If we are superior and our godly force comes from a higher spiritual realm, why is it that our bodies should need the animal and plant kingdoms in order to keep alive? And the Arizal explains that since they are lower, they have a higher source. And to keep our spiritual regeneration intact, we require the superior spiritual spark which comes from those inferior things in the world. And within the world itself, the superior spark comes from the plant kingdom rather than the animal kingdom. Therefore, we find that blessing after meals is said for the bread and not for the meat by biblical ordinance. This concept can also help us understand a verse in the Chumash that man does not live by bread alone, where people have conveniently used this phrase and left out the end of the phrase and have taken it as a proof that we should indulge ourselves in physical gratification. Since man does not live by bread alone, he must have other things, not just bread, not just to keep alive and keep in existence, but we must use all sorts of sensual gratification in order that our lives should be meaningful. However, the end of the verse contradicts this concept. The verse concludes that man does not live by bread alone, but rather on everything which comes from the mouth of God man lives. And as explained in Kabbalah and Chassidus, this means that our life does not come from the physicality of the objects, but our life comes from what comes from the mouth of Hashem, meaning from the godly spark which is in the food, and which is in those physical things that we deal with. This is where we get our nourishment and our sustenance from. And so too, the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe explained that this, in reality, is what happens when a person becomes hungry. What is the real hunger? The hunger is that of the soul, which desires the spiritual spark which is in the food. However, the person is not necessarily tuned in to his neshama, tuned in to the desires of his soul. Therefore, the soul has to work in a roundabout manner. It makes the person feel that as if he is hungry and motivates the person to look for food. Eventually, the person comes to the food and eats it. And what happens? The stomach gets satisfied, and this will fulfill the ultimate purpose of his hunger. Since the hunger was created in the first place in order that the soul should have its spiritual nourishment from the food. That in reality, our sustenance comes from the spirituality in the food. And therefore, it is the source of our life. This also explains how it can be that many tzaddikim, righteous people, can survive on a lesser amount of food than would normally seem required according to the laws of anatomy and to the laws of medicine. Although on the average a person needs a certain amount of calories and nutrients in order to survive, the real cause for this life is the godliness which is in this food. And if a tzaddik has the ability to take out this godliness in its purest form and to elevate it and remove it from the food intact and completely, he can get this with a smaller amount of food than another person can normally do. That another person, it is like grasping in the dark to look for the godly spark in the food. Therefore, he must eat a larger amount before he can get this nourishment. Whereas a tzaddik can reach it immediately, since he sees with illuminated eyes and can relate directly to the godliness in the food, he needs a lesser amount and can get the same amount of sustenance from this lesser amount. Since it is not the physicality which provides our life, but rather the spiritual spark within which provides this life. The Rambam concludes Sefer HaMitzvot for this commandment by telling us that the details are found many places in the tractate Brachos.